as part of your Austin music experience. I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Busy fall ahead for a popular Austin venue. Almost a year ago, Empire Automotive and Garage officially opened. The club that sits on 7th Street just at the edge of the Red River Cultural District has played home to many young and emerging artists touring through town. Now, as the Austin American Statesman reports, Empire is undergoing a facelift to get ready for a busy September. The club is remodeling many areas, not only to bring it up to code, but also make its bars and bathrooms nicer. Patrons can get a first look at the end of the month during the Weird City Hip Hop Festival and four-day mini-fest, The Weekender. Turns out the man behind the Lubbock migration was also one of the first on the Apple bandwagon. Of course, we're talking about Joe Ely and the major tech empire. A recent profile in the Houston Press chronicles how Ely was one of the first to get behind Apple in the 80s, quickly figuring out how he could make music with it, even if it wasn't always easy. You can read about Ely's love-hate relationship with the brand, including a time he almost blew his computer away with a shotgun, at blogs.houstonpress.com. Austin funk explosion Brownout's Black Sabbath-inspired side project, Brown Sabbath, has been getting critical praise across the board. Now they've just received the ultimate nod of approval. Sabbath frontman Ozzy Osbourne recently told the Boston Globe that he's a fan and loves the horn section. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.